The physical therapy model for fitness and bodybuilding. Not everything is useless. If a person does her routine for long enough, it will work. Though strategy-free, it is likely to land her on a plateau. Strategy and parameters still outweigh even the hardest earned routine. I estimate covering all the parameters and quirks of a workout takes many days and absolutely demands spaced repetition and comprehension. A 6-week training program maybe could get it all in, but 6 weeks of the same fitness is usually boring. There is an alternative to presenting all the parameters, quirks, and strategies, which, if you are curious, sounds something like this. Work out 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never ever so heavy that you are forced to stop and then rest for long. The alternative is to give you a model that you can work on yourself. And the model is physical therapy. No therapy will ever be so short or weak that it is meaningless. People want to get better. Nor will it ever be so tough that it will cause harm. That's the opposite of the point of physical therapy. That already covers most of the bounding conditions. You don't get to stop, and you do not get to hurt yourself. And the body types do not matter here. Different people are hurt different ways, and they all aim to converge on as healthy of a state as possible. So they are all moving towards the same direction. Upgrading this to bodybuilding and fitness, we will retain the fact that we each have a different body ability. We differ in endurance and yes, body type. But we will replace the aim of becoming healthy with becoming fit and muscular. Rawr. For those of you who don't fully understand what this means, before you can dance with standing dumbbell exercises for 2 hours, you first need to increase your endurance, initially just to 30 minutes, and then 45 and 60. And with that great health, you may even be able to double it to 120, but you should also move slowly. The building of endurance could be done with dumbbells if you do have an established, even though perhaps a plateaued, routine. You certainly will have the strength for it now. But for most of us, it just begins with walking. And if you are as misshapen as I was, you skip jogging entirely, replacing it with a shuffle jog. And then just go directly to dancing. A shuffle jog is just like jogging, but it's much slower. It's slower than a fast walk. It's safer on your knees this way. But it is enough to make you breathe hard, though it is not enough to hurt you much. If you are heavy, be good to your knees, and as soon as you can, get to the gym where you can dance with dumbbells. Simply put, the physical therapy model teaches us to press for results, press for evidence of results, and clear reasoning as well. This is, after all, as important as healing. Physical therapy is far more responsible than fitness and bodybuilding. It is a scientifically minded, aim and result-based approach. Bodybuilding seems to teach that if you lift heavy for 20 seconds 3 times a day, you will become huge. And that is simply false. More than anything else said in this text, the physical therapy model guides you to complete your full exercise, similarly to how your doctor wants you to take all your medications when you're sick. If you just lift heavy 30 times and then sit for an hour, by observation alone you will see that this is not any kind of therapy at all. Therapy is about results, wisdom, healing, and transformation. Not cargo called bro science, lie, Smith, and pretending to look strong. And that, and nothing less, is the heart of authentic bodybuilding and fitness. Authenticity. Finally, no matter what your body type is, your first step is just to walk for an hour. You can get there rather easily if you just continue trying. Then power walk for an hour with a 3-pound dumbbell in each hand. Once your body adapts to allow you to do this, then you mix in a heavier dumbbell. Go up by 2.5 pounds, 5-pound gaps are far too big. Gently challenge yourself a little bit more until you can lift that new weight for an hour straight. And continue repeating this process of challenging your body and letting it adapt. Then you walk into a gym. There you transform your power walking or jogging into a cycle of standing dumbbell exercises that you basically dance to. Switching from bicep curl to overhead shoulder press to lateral dumbbell raise will help your muscle groups rest without forcing you to stop, while you wisely dance or sway and twist and turn your remaining muscles, converting the dumbbell workout into a full body exercise. Each week, attempt to add heavier weights, and overall, try faster songs. Hit every beat to enter a dance trance, one beat up and next beat down, to make time pass faster. And please remember, no matter where you start, get to that 1 hour of motion first. Then move to power walking and then add some dumbbells. And as your body adapts, add more pounds. If you're not a fan of music yet, this initial phase of walking can be made much more interesting with narrated adventure books. And in fact, hiking, especially the great trails such as the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide, is by far the noblest and most sophisticated kind of long-distance walking that will absolutely transform your body to where it needs to be to start with dumbbells and move on up towards bodybuilding.